Kentucky governor vetoes bill that would have reshaped sports betting rules. Governor Andy Beshear has vetoed House Bill 904, blocking a package of proposed sports betting reforms that critics said would upend Kentucky's executive oversight. The veto, issued after the bill passed both chambers of the General Assembly, stopped measures that would have raised the minimum betting age to 21, curtailed certain college prop bets, banned prediction markets, and required racetracks to adopt new wagering technology and fixed odds products. Beshear said a statutory provision in HB 904 would have improperly shifted the governor's constitutional authority over emergency rulemaking to two state regulators, the Kentucky Lottery Corporation and the Kentucky Horse Racing and Gaming Commission. Why the governor said the bill violated the Constitution. HB 904, introduced in March 2026, had moved rapidly through the House and Senate and drew support from legislators seeking to tighten controls around college props and emerging prediction markets. The bill also contained significant changes for pari-mutuel operators, including a requirement that horse tracks modernize wagering systems and introduce regulated fixed-odds offerings. But Beshear zeroed in on a line of text that would have allowed the Kentucky Lottery Corporation and the Kentucky Horse Racing and Gaming Commission to file emergency and ordinary administrative regulations without the governor's review and signature. In his veto message, the governor argued that this language conflicted with the state constitution, which makes the governor the chief executive responsible for reviewing emergency filings and upholding separation of powers. Allowing two regulatory agencies to circumvent the governor's review of emergency rulemaking would be inconsistent with our constitutional framework and undermine accountability in state government, Beshear said in his public statement. Legal scholars and lobbyists in Frankfurt reacted quickly. Emily Carter, a constitutional law professor at the University of Louisville, said, "The provision as written would have created an unprecedented transfer of executive authority. It is reasonable for the governor to push back when statutory language removes essential checks and balances." Reactions from industry and what comes next. Industry groups and horse racing interests had mixed responses. Supporters of HB 904 framed the bill as a comprehensive modernization of Kentucky's gambling rules that would protect college athletes and expand the state's betting product set. Opponents, including some rural lawmakers and civil liberties advocates, argued the language risked overreach by regulators and could expose operators to legal uncertainty. James Whitmore, a spokesperson for a consortium of Kentucky racetracks, said, "Our members supported the modernization provisions in HB 904 because fixed odds wagering and upgraded pari-mutuel systems are necessary to remain competitive and protect bettors. We respect the governor's concerns about rulemaking authority and look forward to working on clarifying language." Beyond the statehouse, the veto echoes a broader national debate over how to regulate prop bets, prediction markets, and fantasy products. Several states have recently tightened rules around collegiate prop wagers, while others are debating how to treat prediction markets that resemble financial contracts rather than traditional sports bets. Timeline and legislative options. Legislative aides report that drafting sessions will begin in coming weeks to reconcile the competing policy priorities: athlete protections, regulatory oversight, and industry modernization, while ensuring any new language complies with the Kentucky Constitution. If leaders opt for an override, they must secure the requisite majorities before the legislative session adjourns. Otherwise, the issue will return in a future session.